Another multimedia empire is looking for bids. Martha Stewart may sell the company that bears her name, that is, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia. She's long had a reputation as a canny businesswoman, as well as a decorator, cook, TV personality. Even after 5 months in jail, she was able to resuscitate her career. But as Ilya Meretz from member station WNYC in New York reports, Martha Stewart's business has been losing money.
On TV, Martha Stewart makes cooking look easy. Easy for her.
So to frost, this is a delicious frosting made out of those egg whites.
In this clip from 2009, the Today Show's Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira are at Stewart's sides, each standing over a cake on a cake stand, frosting knife in hand.
Now you warm that to 150 degrees on a candy thermometer. Do you have a candy thermometer?
No, I do not, Martha.
Well, Martha Stewart does. It retails for around $12. And what you just heard was an example of the synergy that was supposed to make Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia a great company. She'd go on TV and publish books and magazines, what they call building the brand. Then people would be inspired to seek out her products in the store, Kmart, Home Depot, Macy's. In 2010, Martha Stewart sold almost $43 million of stuff. But when the year ended, her company had lost almost $10 million. In fact, it's lost money 7 of the last 8 years.
It's really hard to pinpoint exactly what happened.
Robert Routh is executive director of equity research at Phoenix Partners Group. He's been watching Martha Stewart's company closely, and he says several things went wrong.
One thing, obviously, with the economy, right? When the economy rolled over, that impacted any business like this because it's so dependent on the consumer in terms of eyeballs for the publishing and the broadcasting.
Magazines and books represent about 60% of Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia's revenues. But in the recession, advertising dried up and revenues declined. Same for the radio and TV part of her business. Merchandising did a little better. We'll get to that in a moment. First, jail. The Justice Department accused Stewart of making fishy stock trades. She was acquitted of insider trading, but convicted for obstruction of justice and did 5 months in prison. Believe it or not, Routh says, this was good for her company's share price. But not long after being freed, Stewart settled separate charges with the Securities and Exchange Commission and was banned from her own board for 5 years.
And as a result of that, there were certain people that decided they didn't want to own the stock. They didn't want to be involved with it.
Stewart had lost the confidence of Wall Street, but she continued to sell merchandise.
This table, it's amazing.
Kmart. It's all Martha Stewart every day.
Routh says sales of Martha Stewart products seldom hit the targets set in her 10-year deal with Kmart. Still, she made lots of money because the retailer was contractually obliged to pay her. Sounds like a good deal for Stewart, but there was a downside.
That deal really restricted the company's ability to enter into new markets and to develop certain products and deploy them as they would want to.
Last year, the Kmart agreement ended. Stewart's SEC ban is ending as well, and Stewart is preparing to rejoin her board. In May, the company hired the Blackstone Group. They're the people you call when you're interested in finding a buyer. Stewart owns about half of the company's stock, but speaking on CNBC last week, she was coy about a possible sale.
But it depends. Everything depends on what it is. We are a valuable company.
Robert Routh, the analyst, says a smart buyer will figure out how to bring down costs while capitalizing on Stewart's big asset, her ability to connect with consumers. People like Peter Krause, who emerged from a Home Depot in Manhattan last weekend with 2 cans of medium gray Martha Stewart paint in hand.
I'm doing some interior painting, and the color that we liked was her color. I've used her products before, and they work well, they behave well. Plus, I like all her colors.
Analysts say if she wants to fetch a good price for her company, Stewart, who's 69 years old, will have to commit to remaining its public face. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz.